Those are seven things. I call them the seven bioenergetic elements, or the seven Bs.
Okay.
And they are sleep, nutrition, movement, mm-hmm. stress and emotional mastery, love relationships, it. Your thoughts and your mindsets, and finally, purpose.
Yes.
Purpose has a big, huge energetic factor that affects how our cells behave. And here's the thing, they're all energetically connected. If you work on one thing, it actually changes the environment enough that it makes it very easy to work on the next thing.
And then there you are! Yay!
There I am! Hey!
Hi!
Hey.
Oh my god!
So good to see you. I know. I was just on a few minutes before, and it's so great to feel your energy. And I was looking at the comments and how your energy just radiates throughout the world. You have these people connecting with you. It's so good to see you and feel you again.
Oh, I know. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kind, loving words, honey. I love you and adore you, and I miss you, and I miss baby Kai, who I haven't even met yet, but only through photographs. I need to give Tiffany like a big call. We need to have like a family date. So I'll bring her for babies. He's just left screen, but I'll bring her for babies. You bring your real babies, and we need to have a catch up date. So
I'm so excited. We're gonna get a fur baby pretty soon too. We're gonna get a Labrador. A Labradoodle in March. So, we'll play for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. So you guys, it's really cool. You know, there's just so many people from all over the world. And, you know, I was sharing this with my audience, Keen, and I told everyone, you're Dr. V, but me, you're Keen, you're my soul brother. So, you know, that I know that there are people that are on all over the world, but it's just so cool when people tune in and they're just like, I'm from here. It's just like, wow, this is so cool. Especially because, you know, I haven't traveled much in the last year, and I'm so used to that. Not that I would go to, you know, these 17 countries all in one year, but it's just so cool. And there's so much love here, and so much love for you, and so much love and excitement about your book. Okay, do you want to come in? Okay, fine. Don't commit. So, about your book, and I'm so excited for you to share about it. I just want to let you know, like, you can't see the note. I don't have to read out loud, but look how beautiful my note is. And these are so special. You know, I know that people take the time, they send books out, but not everyone takes the time to write a really meaningful, beautiful note. And Keen has so many people on his radar. He shares this with so many people. So that just meant a lot. I just wanted to tell you and acknowledge you for doing that. It meant so much to me, and you did it for Elena too. So thank you so much.
You got it.
So many things to talk about, right? First, I would love for you to give everyone just a little bit of your background, how you got here, so that we can dive into the juiciness that is in this book and your bioenergetic model and optimal health and living. So let's give everyone just like a catch up, because I know all the things.
Yeah, you do know all the things. Well, just to let everybody know, I am a conventionally trained physician, and I've been practicing for over 14 years. I've trained at some of the best institutions here in the United States, UC San Diego, my residency over at UCLA. I'm an assistant clinical professor there. And I've trained under this model here. And many people would, from the outside in, would look and say, wow, this guy has got everything together. He's a trained doctor in traditional medicine. And I had a dream house, the fancy car. I've gotten all these things set in my life. But yet I find myself 4 years ago, overweight, diabetic, hypertensive. I was on tons of prescription medications. Mm-hmm. And I really needed to take a reboot on my life and say, do I really know what health is? Did me as a doctor who started to get this chronic disease really, really know what health is? And the answer to that was no. But before we can get there, I have to go back in time, go back way, way back in time to where I was born, because I was born in Vietnam a few years after the Vietnam War was over, and I was a boat refugee. My parents escaped with me as an infant. I think about my young baby girl right now, and I was just a little bit older than she was when I was on a boat of 2,000 refugees. You know, we were packed like sardines, and I was the only infant that survived. You know, I had dysentery. I nearly died on the boat. After 8 months on that boat, 3 more months in a Philippine refugee camp. And then we were sponsored to America by a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. And one would think, hey, you know, you survived all that, Kian. You must have been very grateful. And as a child, you know, I of course didn't feel grateful, because I felt like here we are as immigrants in America. I would look at TV and I would see people on television and say, well, I'm not rich enough. I'm not American enough. My parents cook food that the kids tease me about. Yeah. I would go to school with holes in my clothes. And so I didn't feel that way. In fact, I probably, you know, some people might be able to relate. I really felt this feeling of not being enough.
Yeah.
And I carried that energy of not being enough for a really, really long time. In mm-hmm. fact, as a child, I looked at TV, I saw Tony Robbins, Mick Jagger, Robin Williams, and I said, wow, I really want to be like some of those people, but none of them look like me. You know, when I look at an Asian kid, we start to see more Asian people in the media now, but back then, I didn't have anybody to look like me. And so I had the inclination that I wanted to do something with my voice, but I didn't really have any role models. And as I grew up with this feeling of not being enough, what I did was, you know, my mom said, I'm going to give you 3 choices outside to validate my worth. In fact, you know, I used the white coat as a mask for me not feeling aligned, not feeling like who I was, and not feeling enough. And so when I look back 4 years ago, or it's almost 5 years now, mm-hmm. when I was overweight, diabetic, and hypertensive, when I look back now, I was, and I think, why did I get disease? It was really that energy of not being fully aligned and just happy with who I was, and not doing, not living the life I was meant to live, mm-hmm. which included not eating right, not sleeping right. You know, we as medical doctors did not learn, you know, a lifestyle for health. We know how to prescribe meds when people become out of alignment, but until we can course correct, we're going to have the energy that doesn't put our body in peak performance.
Right.
So 4 years ago, that's what I did, is I took a really deep dive. And my medicine wasn't something I took, you know, by mouth. My mm-hmm. medicine was just the deep internal work, the personal development of really understanding myself, mm-hmm. understanding who I was as a person. And then I dove deep into nutrition, into exercise, into epigenetics. Then I really started to understand what health really, really is.
Yeah.
And that's how I developed the bioenergetic model in the book that you have in front of you.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, Kian, I was able to just share with the audience earlier that I have been so blessed, you know, truly privileged to be a witness, you know, at least in just the last few years of your journey, and this just beautiful growth and this beautiful evolution that you've had. And I truly believe that to be able to just even witness that about another person is a gift. And so I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you that for us all being a giant family and
well, for oh my God, goosebumps, acknowledgement. And I want to acknowledge you. And, you know, I want to just tell the people around the world. I mean, when I went through some deep personal things, I called up my sister Serena, and she was there for me. She listened to me. She prayed for me. She gave me energetic healing. And it has really contributed to my own healing, my own growth. So thank you for that acknowledgement. But I want to acknowledge you right back at you. We are a mirror for each other.
Love you. Thank you so much. And it was an honor. And you guys, I know that you're here and you're listening and you're watching us, but this is what we're here for as well. Like, we're holding space for all of you for the different challenges that you have. And I think that, you know, I create different tools. Obviously, I have my programs and I have my crystals and but, you know, and Kian has also created like this. Like, this is essentially, you know, this is another tool. This is another tool that you can add to your toolbox where you can help yourself hold space for you. You know, you can help yourself using his blueprint, you know, like his model, which is not only like, I completely swear, it completely makes sense. Obviously, he put so much nutrition in it, which you guys know that's all what I'm all about. But also, he's practiced this, you know, like this is firsthand. And I believe that that is the most effective type of information, any type of teaching, is when it really comes from source first. And it's not like he just pulled, you know, scientific data. Is so much more than that. So you know that it works. So, okay, so can you give us a sneak peek? Like, a little sneak peek into what the bioenergetic model is and what people are going to find in this book?
Well, it's a very, very timely thing to talk about the bioenergetic model, because it's really empowering, because it puts the onus of your health, your performance, and your longevity back on you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did once I dug into the research and the epigenetics of what exactly is health and what exactly is disease. So what exactly, you know, people come to me, I'm a high performance, I'm a longevity expert, and people come to me, they want to perform better, they want to think sharper, they want to be able to move more, they want to be able to pick up that weight and lift better.
Yeah.
So hot. And they want all these things. So how do you get that? Well, you get that when we're made up of cells, right? That is the basic unit that makes up who we are. We have an individual cells, and cells will then form tissues that form organs. These organs work together in systems, and that makes us who we are. So if we want every system to work properly, we need the function of every single cell to function at its maximum. When a heart cell beats at its very best, it's going to provide enough circulation for your brain, for your kidneys, your lungs the same way. If it is working at its optimum, it'll extract the oxygen and give that nutrient to everywhere else. So all the cells work together and they need each other. So we all need to be, all the cells need to be maximally optimized. Mm-hmm. So what then is disease? Well, disease is when those cells are not optimal. And so think of your lungs only operating at 70% and only giving 70% of oxygen to the rest of the body, or your heart cell, you know, not beating very enough. So this way your systems will start to fail, because they all need each other to work at their very best, so that, you know, each cell gets what they need. But when that is off, when the cells are off, then those systems start to fail. And say your immune system fails, that's what gives you autoimmune disease and cancer. If your endocrine system fails, that's what gives you diabetes or hypertension. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where disease comes from. So on one side of optimal cellular performance, you have longevity, you have peak performance. And then when those cells don't function very well, that's when you get symptoms like feeling like crap.
Yeah.
Or you might get chronic disease. Mm-hmm. So the next question is this. The next question is, well, what makes each cell a optimal functioning cell or a suboptimal thing? And this actually relates to something I did way back in college when I was doing some research for USC. I was studying stem cells. I was studying lung stem cells. It was actually a type 1 and type 2 lungs cell. And we would culture these cells in medium. And as we change the temperature, we notice the cells acted differently. If we change the nutrients around the cells would divide better or divide worse. Mm-hmm. And what we had then noted, and this is the new study of epigenetics, is as we change the environment of that cell, it gives the cell instructions to either thrive or to enter that disease state.
Right.
And there's basically two major modes cells will go in. They either thrive, function at their very best, and that leads to growth and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't get what it needs, then it goes into a stress or survive state. And that's when we have a lot of inflammation in our body. So those are two main states, the thrive state or the stress and survive state. And what actually puts it in that state? Well, the cells are constantly talking to the energies around it, like I said. And there are basically every single energy, light, sound, love, connection, all these things are energies.
Absolutely.
That talk to your cells in a moment-to-moment basis, and nutrition being a big one.
Yeah.
Now, you can't remember, you know, all these different things, but I work with an epigeneticist, and we boil down seven key things. If you memorize these seven key pillars, and you work on your life and optimize each one of those pillars, you don't need a doctor for you to reach optimal health, longevity, and performance.
Amazing.
What are those symptoms?
Okay, you guys, take a moment. You get your pens, your papers, or your notes on your other device, and you're going to take note of these seven things. And real quick, I saw comments about getting Kian's book. Go to the bottom here. I pinned a comment. It's got Kian's Instagram account. Go there, follow him, DM him. We'll find out how to get his book. And it's available on Amazon, right? I mean, it's available.
It's available anywhere. I mean, yeah. It's very easy on Amazon, but you can go to your Barnes & Noble, your Target. It's available everywhere.
Amazing. Okay, so you guys, so to answer those questions real quick, and now we're going to dive back into those seven states, right?
Yeah, so, those are seven things. I call them the seven bioenergetic elements, or the seven Bs.
Okay.
And they are sleep, nutrition, mm-hmm. movement, mm-hmm. stress and emotional mastery, love relationships, it. Your thoughts and your mindsets, and finally, purpose.
Yes.
Purpose has a big, huge energetic factor that affects how our cells behave. Mm-hmm. So I work with an epigeneticist, and we tied them all down. And once you, and here's the thing, they're all energetically connected. If you work on one thing, it actually changes the environment enough that it makes it very easy to work on the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And then basically the book actually just goes through each one of those pillars, giving you an idea of what optimal might look like. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you know, it's not do X, Y, Z and that's it. It's really listening back to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I can't give Serena Poon, you know, what purpose is for Serena Poon or what nutrition is for her. You know, we have to be very intuitive and listen to ourselves, our own body, and then come up with our own blueprint, which is why the book is really your blueprint for optimal health, longevity, and performance. And for me, it was diving back into my sleep, you know, my exercise, getting all those physical things done. But again, it's also remembering who I was, remembering that intuition as a kid that I wanted to speak and wanted to be out there more, right?
Yeah.
And tapping back into that, once that started to become into alignment, I just noted energetically, I was a different person. And my cells started to listen to that. Oh, wow, energetically, we're getting different signals here.
Absolutely. Yeah, your cells start to vibrate at a different frequency.
Yes.
So, and I love all this because it's so very much in alignment with obviously like what I teach, what I preach, culinary alchemy, the vibration of the foods that you put into your body, your energetic vibration, as you're connecting with your energy centers, with your chakras, with life force, with universal life force. So I love it all. There's been a couple comments that say, could you repeat, please? So we're going to have a few, one more time. Okay, but don't worry, guys, this is all saved. I always save every single live, every single interview. We clean it up and then we put it up on YouTube and Facebook. So just stay tuned. And when this is up, you'll know I'll put notifications, subscribe, do what you need to do because this will go up in a couple of days. But let's go through the seven again. Oh, the name seven of the book again. Is right here in the bottom, honey, Barry. It says this is the name of the book. It's Thrive State and it's your blueprint for optimal health. So Mary, if you just go to that pinned comment, you'll find Kian's Instagram handle and you'll be able to see all things and buy the book. But we're going to go back over those seven Bs.
Yeah, so we should almost create a dance. You know, Serena and I were in a leadership seminar for Tony Robbins and we learned his method and did a little dance.
It was so a physiology.
Sleep, right?
Okay, let's do it. Why not? Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Do you have it?
So,
you already have like the
physical. No, I can make it up.
Let's we just do it then.
Sleep.
Okay, so
all right, so sleep is number one.
Uh-huh.
And then nutrition.
Nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Sleep, nutrition.
Sleep,
and nutrition. Then it's movement.
And then movement.
Yeah.
My kids, go. Okay.
And then it's stress and emotional mastery. And it's just your emotions, right? So maybe it's this big smile.
Maybe it's just, right? Right? Okay. Yeah.
And then it's your thoughts and your mindset.
Mm-hmm. It's your thoughts and your mind. Mm-hmm.
And then it is your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe you do so much. There we go. That's it.
Art.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then purpose, which is maybe just out here. Mm-hmm. How do I serve? How do I serve me mm-hmm. to the world?
Okay.
So that last thing is purpose.
So there you go, you guys. Those are the seven. So people are like, I love the dance. How about now you're a rock star? Because I think she wrote down all the seven before we got to round two of repeating them. So, okay. So, you know, there were some questions that came in because we had, you know, shared on stories and said that you were coming on. You know, there are some people that wanted to know if there are specific you know, you have your book, obviously, but if there are specific protocols that you have for that, like, optimal living, clearly, you know, people know about, you know, they didn't mention peptides, but we know that there are peptides, you know, there's supplements, you know, there's different things. And the question, I can't remember exactly what the question is, but, like, do you have a recommendation for that? And so I definitely felt like it's a good question for you to respond to, because you're the doctor, you're the peak performance longevity doctor, you have this book, but you also are such a wealth of information when it comes to these other options as well.
Sure. So very good question. So I think for the majority of the public, if people were to adopt these seven things into their life, I think our chronic disease statistic will, like, drop.
Yeah.
Our ability to combat COVID, our immunity will be like ball busters if we could just focus on these things. But there are things we can optimize on. So I would say that if you're not getting the results you want after you're focusing on your lifestyle, that might be when you seek a doctor like myself, or what I call a functional medicine doctor, who can do additional tests, because these are the seven lifestyle things that we can control.
Or functional medicine nutritionist, nutritionist, or doctor.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And they might want to run some tests. They might look at potentially some infections that, you know, weren't addressed.
Yeah.
Or they might look at heavy metals that you might, or your toxic load. They might look at your gut to see if your microbiome is needs to be optimized.
Mm-hmm.
They could also do a micronutrient analysis to see if you're functionally deficient in all these nutrients. And then they'll look at your hormone panel. So what I do is I take, you know, the people that come to me. Now, I really do believe, again, that if you follow these things, most people will change how they feel and how they approach life.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to optimize, or if those things you can't catch, then work with a doctor.
Sure.
And then, you know, I do a lot of hormone optimization.
You
know, I'll bring up and I'll see where people's hormones are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work with things called peptides. I don't know if you had somebody talk about peptides, but
actually. It might have just come up briefly. You know, I've had a lot of doctors on here, but if you want to share about peptides, you know, please do.
Yeah, I'll just keep it really brief for this session here. But what peptides are, they're small protein fragments that mimic the proteins that are already in your body. And you know, proteins are basically, they run every function in your body, whether it be for your immunity, whether it be for your growth, whether it be for muscle growth, bone growth, sexual performance, all those things you need proteins for. And what these peptides are actually small fragments that actually resemble the proteins you actually already have in your body. And so there are peptides for immunity. There's peptides that will help, you know, increase your own growth hormone levels. There are peptides that help healing and muscle repair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's almost peptide for most, you know, human function in the body. So that's what peptides are. You know, during COVID, I put a lot of people on a peptide called thymusin alpha, which is a protein that is made in your thymus gland that really helps modulate the immune system and boost your immune system to fight against other things. So that's a great peptide.
Yeah.
So
that was a great question. Great question. But I mean, you guys were in the great thing about this book. I mean, if you want to dive deeper, I say contact Ian, like, and he can really take you through the whole thing. But just like as a basic tool to start, you know, especially if you don't know where to start or you've kind of started the process, like this outlines it for you. This is your blueprint. And following these seven steps, his seven Vs that we've acted out, you know, this is a really great base. And so, you know, once you do that and you feel like there's more, then absolutely, you know, contact someone like Ian. And, you know, he responds to DMs. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. I'm assuming that you I throw everyone under the bus. I'm just like, they respond to their DMs and they blow up or something.
You're always welcome. They'll definitely get a response from either myself or somebody on the team, for sure.
Yeah. And those are great questions. And, you know, there was a couple other questions that came in that were consistent, just about, like, what's, like, the number one problem that you see with your patients, you know, that come through, and where in your book can they find that solution?
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, very loaded question, but I, you know, when I look back, I just feel like people have become hypnotized to how life should be based on rules, expectations,
yeah.
and paradigms that are adopted from just, you know, just from other people, you know, whether it be rules from your parents, from society, and they adopt a certain way of living that might not be aligned with who, how we're meant to live as people, you know, like, you know, when I was in medical school, we were supposed to not sleep all week so that we could train our bodies in case an emergency came by, but that was yeah. wrecking our body.
Yeah.
So we weren't sleeping. The food in the hospital stunk.
Yeah.
But that's what they were giving us.
Mm-hmm.
And really it was just this hard nosed, hey, this is what you got to do. And these are the sacrifices you have to pay mm-hmm. To your body. And we learned to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people forget that, you know, this thing that we have, you know, is a temple. And to remember,
yes.
to listen inside of who you are as a person, listen to that whisper of who you are, and try to remember that you are nothing but love, that you were meant to just serve you. You don't have to look too hard. Just listen to that part. And then live the life you were meant to live, which means taking care of your body on the physical level, sleep, nutrition, exercise, and, you know, find it, you know, retouching to that spirit and energetic part of yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you know, I think that's where so many people are, is they forget because we were trained to, you know, because school was a certain way and looking for a job was a certain way. We got downloaded all these programs that we forgot that humans like 1,000 years ago, you know, weren't living the way that we did, right?
Right.
We lived in communities and people were just more themselves, and we just need to remember ourselves again. And you know, long question, long answer to the question was, but really all this is just remembering who you are and then just applying your blueprint to who you are.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for that question. I know there was a couple questions that synced up to that one, and thank you so much for such a beautiful response. And I'm going to throw you under the bus again for a real quick second. So what I've done a few times just recently, like in the last couple of weeks, is I have offered to do a giveaway. So I'm wondering, like, if you're able to give away a book, you know, or two or three, depending on however many ways. Some people just do one.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is, for those of you who are watching, if you want a copy of the book, what do you say? What, we can screenshot this live, okay? Post it, tag Kian, tag me, and we'll pick one winner, two winners?
We'll definitely pick one winner.
Okay, one winner.
Because I'm out of advanced copies. I'm talking to my publisher at 3:00 today,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, look, I just joined up with Serena, and they're looking for additional copies. I will try to get more so that we can give out more. And if not, we can maybe...
We'll at least one, for sure.
Yeah.
So you guys, now I'm going to make this harder because I make it really easy for you guys. So one winner, as of right now, maybe we'll have one or two more. So you should definitely participate. Screenshot this, post it on your stories, tag me, tag Kian. And if you want an extra entry, you are going to list the 7 B's, okay? List the 7 B's. Or at least list the one that you're going to focus on just based on this conversation. List the 7 B's that you're going to find in this book, what you're going to focus on. So that is, because I made it super easy for you guys. I'm like, oh, just take a picture and tag us. I'm like, maybe I have to work a little bit harder for these prizes. So you got to take the picture. You got to tag us. Okay. And if you want extra entries, then list the 7 B's. And that way I know that you've been, you know, all a part of this, you're paying attention, and I will definitely pick the winner before we do the replay. Otherwise, that's going to be a cheat sheet that you go back and listen. So yeah, and sometimes I don't announce the winner for a few days, but I'll pick it before the replay is out. So you guys go ahead and do that. Screenshot us, tag us, put in your stories. If you have a private account and you don't want to make it public for this, then at least send a DM, but make sure you list those 7 B's, because we want to know, we want to make sure you're paying attention, and we want to make sure that you get how important this book is in your personal health toolkit, you know, how important this is for your longevity, your optimal health, and optimal living. So just want to throw that there. I forgot to tell you before, I have a tendency to forget, and then I remember in the middle of it.
All good. We're creating stuff. Even if there aren't any books available, which they are, I will find stuff to help you give away.
So you guys, you know what you gotta do. And I'm really excited. I'm super excited for you, Ken. I'm so proud of you and everything. Okay, I know this isn't a part of the book thing, but like give us a little family update right now. Give us a baby update. Give us a little update.
Oh, it's so amazing. So my baby now is 4 weeks old tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna just tell you a little story. My partner is, she's 38. She's a little bit older. And we were told, that, you know, we shouldn't keep the baby in for too long. And we were told, you know, inducing was probably a good idea. So we were nearing 40 weeks, and then we went into the hospital for induction, and they put something on called Cervidil, which is something that helps dilate the cervix. Mm-hmm. So this was around maybe 10 PM that thing came in. Mm-hmm. Around 11 AM comes around. And it's already been happening where, you know, they were looking for the baby's heartbeat in several different areas, like, oh, there it is. And they'll put the monitor there. You know, 11 p.m. rolls around and the nurse comes in. They're trying to look for the heartbeat. Well, we can't find it. Oh, there it is. Boom. And then 15 minutes later, they were like, hey, you know, we're just looking for the heartbeat. Pretty soon, another nurse comes in. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Third nurse comes in. We're trying to find the heartbeat. Night doctor comes in. They have to try to find the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Hey, we probably have to take the baby out right now. Mm-hmm. We need to go to an emergency C-section because we cannot find the heartbeat. And we weren't prepared for this. We wanted a vaginal birth. We wanted a baby to go through and you know, and have mom's microbiome transfer, right? We wanted all of that. And we weren't prepared for that. And, you know, they said, hey, I know you guys can't decide right now, but we got to ready the operating room. And they separated us, Tiffany and I. And I could just see the fear in her eyes. And I didn't know what to do. And I felt like, even as a doctor, you know, oh my God, did we make the right decision to come to induce? And then we went to the operating room there. You know, she was already prepped and ready to go. And we just went into surgery, not expecting any of this stuff. And I remember thinking in my mind, whew, am I going to lose mom? Am I going to lose baby here? It was a really, really tough thing. And then, you know, finally the baby came up, you know, we saw the baby, you know, above, we heard a cry, and then they took baby off to the side. They were getting baby ready. And then baby started to turn blue. She wasn't breathing. Mom didn't know this. And I saw the oxygen levels just go down and go down and go down. And they said, we need to wheel the baby into the neonatal ICU. And, you know, then I went with baby. You know, I say all this because I remember holding baby in my arms. She got a tube in her nose, a tube in her mouth. She's got an IV in. And I remember just holding her in my arms thinking, did we make the right decision? You know, like, will this baby be okay? You know, and I was just thinking all these negative thoughts and had these thoughts going in my mind. Like, we knew we shouldn't have done it. Maybe we should have done a natural birth. We shouldn't have gone to the hospital. You know, all these what ifs. And then I remember all the training you and I did.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to look at every moment in life as a gift. Yeah. Everything in our life as something that's given to us and for us. Yeah. And at that point, I just surrendered into the moment. Yeah. I just surrendered into trust, knowing that whatever has happened is making me stronger.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing was I learned trust. I learned surrender. And here was the other beautiful thing. I said to myself, whatever happens to this baby, you know, I will pray she will be alive. And if she had any deficit or whatever, no matter what, I love her. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And she needs nothing to deserve that love just other than just to be herself. And it was a big healing moment for me, because me growing up, I thought I needed the car, the house, the money, the this. I needed all these things to be worthy. Mm-hmm. But no, just the fact that we are breathing, just the fact that we made it, whatever it is, that is enough.
Wow.
And we are enough.
What?
And what a beautiful story. And fortunately, Everything turned out well. Yes. I've got a beautiful daughter who's so cute.
Yeah, but, she's so cute. She is
adorable. Yeah, she is. But just to go through that experience, and I really do feel like, you know, that experience was given to me so that I could learn trust and surrender, and so I could also talk about it.
I mean, and I'm so glad you share that. And for those of you who go to follow Kian, he does share that on his platforms, and I encourage you to read what he's written so beautifully about it. And I believe it was a gift, Kian, because you're such a beautiful soul, and you've struggled like so many of us do. And your baby girl gave you a gift like the minute she entered this world, you know, wow. And so, and being able to take a moment to really see that as a gift is just life changing, right? Because as you said, before that training, you know, before that reminder, those tweaks in our mindset, like we're not seeing those moments as gifts. You know, what I want to just remind the audience of is that these moments keep coming, you know, like you will have a moment where you surrender. And I've had a few. I've nearly died twice. And so in those moments, that's a surrender moment when that happens. And but you will have these moments more than once, and to remind yourself of that. And when it happens, and if you've had one before, you remember to embrace that moment and not to like lean into the fear, or like what Kian was saying, is this stream of negative thoughts, which is so human, and we all do it. And it would be, we wouldn't be human if you didn't, you know, right? But to remind yourself, and let's say you haven't yet had that kind of moment of surrender yet, like lean into and remember stories like Kian's, you know, like other people have shared their moments of surrender, and you can connect to that, you know, and use those learnings as a gift for yourself as well. So that's just, you know, my two cents about that. Such a beautiful share. And I'm so glad you shared with the audience today. And I
of course.
It, you know, and I'm so happy everyone as well. I knew everyone would be. It's such a gift. I still want to have a family date soon.
Yeah.
Someone said, is your baby girl awake so that you can share with us? We are running we're running kind of into the very end of the hour. If she's right there, yes, please do have to bring her in. If not, we can do this again.
They're in the next room, but if you follow the Instagram, I mean, I can't not post about her.
We want more, to be honest. Yeah. Like, we want a little bit more. What if you're allowed for the first however long, okay, but as your new baby enters the world, like, people want to see all the pictures. At least I don't get sick of it, so I want to see more. So yes, someone is saying you have a question. Definitely drop the question into the comments or into the question box, because we are running into our hour. I started a little bit early, as I do now, just to chat with you guys. But you know, I just feel so grateful that you came on today, Kian, and you're able to share all this. I'm grateful for what you've created with your journey and what you've learned. It's so powerful. And so you guys, again, go to the very bottom of the comments. You'll see the comment that I pinned with Kian's Instagram account. Go there, get the book, read it. Also take a picture if you want to win the book and post it, but post the 7 B's. And if you don't know what the 7 B's are, we'll have to wait for the replay. But if you do, and you've been with us for the last, you know, 30-40 minutes, post the 7 B's. I'll enter. How about this? For every B of the 7, right? That's what, 7 B's, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put in an extra entry. So if you don't get all 7, you get 6, I'll do 6. You know, if you do, we'll just put in extra entries, and then we'll pick one person who gets to win the book. So how's that sound? Okay, great. All right, yay, you guys. I see a question here, how to take your optimal health in your teens as a teen. I would say that he lays it all out in this book. You know, go to Kian's Instagram account, go to his website, go to his Facebook. He really tells you all the tips, all the practices, all the mindsets that you need to have to really have an optimal life. And he sums it up in this book. So that's about it. So thank you so much for coming today. Give Tim a big hug for me, please.
I will.
I know.
I can't wait for our family day soon.
Yes, I can't wait. Thank you so much. Give all your babies a hug for me. And thank you guys so much for joining today. And all right, thank you. Much love. Love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.